Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman here at Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. What is up with everybody tonight? Hey, you want to sit there and call in? Give us a call. Doing readings. Love to sit down and do a reading for you. If you want to get an answer, some questions, just give us a call at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Hi, I'm your host, Psychic X Journeyman, and this is my show, Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. So, we're sitting here doing, we have an hour, we're going to sit down and do some readings, so give us a call. We'd love to sit down and answer each and every one of you guys' questions. We also have the chat room open, too, as well. So, if anybody has any questions in the chat... And we'll answer your questions, too, as well, okay? So just keep that in mind. We have the information in the chat room, too. I do. I also do private readings, so call in. Call me at 740-500-8863, or call me at 740-601-9835, or call me at my Skype name on Skype at donald.reed8. That's all in small letters. And you can also contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And I want to thank everybody. This month we're having a special, May special, of 75 minutes for $75, 45, 70, what is it, $45 for a 45-minute reading, and $25 for a 25-minute reading. We also have a 15-minute reading, which is a one-card reading for $15. We also have 90-minute sessions, parties, group readings, life coaching, relationship counseling, and past life regression sessions. And they usually go for $135 and $150 an hour. Actually, I'm sorry. Yes, per session. But this month you can get those sessions for $77. So check it out and give us a call, please. Love to sit down and work with each and every one of you guys, okay? With the situation that's going on, it's just a fantastic time to actually put it in there and do what we got to do. I'm also doing, if you're also interested in putting together workshops, if you have a function that you're looking for someone to be at, or lecturing sessions, and we love teaching, love sitting down and working and teaching and that kind of stuff with people too as well. So if you have any other situations coming up, or you have a party that you really want to put somebody in, and you want something to sit down and do a kind of thing, those things are great situations to really put some things together, touch a lot of people, and everybody can actually sit there and enjoy the experience too as well. You get to give an idea what we're doing. We work on Skype as well. We can do parties. We can do group readings, and we do one-on-one readings, too, through Skype. So wherever you're at in the world today, we can work with you. So therefore, keep that in mind, too, as well, okay? Okay, we also have a sponsor. And plus, if you want to be a sponsor for the show, just simply give me a call at 740-500-8863 and sponsor the show. It's only a $40 fee per month to sponsor this show, to also get yourself promoted, you, your service, or your service, whatever it is, guarantee we can do a great job for you. So keep that in mind as well. So where was I going with this? Also, we do have a sponsor for our show, Richard Palanga, who actually has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. It's great spiritual and natural products, body wash, body mist, and so on, and things like that. So go check it out, DivineBodyWash.com. So if you're looking to replace those products and shampoos and stuff like that, body washes, and you're trying to get the toxins and chemicals out of your life, this would be a great place to go, and these are great products, okay? And he's also saying for our listeners, if you donate $25 to the show, he will give you a bottle of body wash, and if you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. So this is a great way to donate to a fantastic show and help us keep the message going and keep doing what we're doing, and also be able to sample some fantastic products. So give it a shot and check it out. Again, that's for our listeners. If you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he'll give you also a bottle of body mist. So these are great natural products. That's DivineBodyWash.com. Also, with the situation, when things are going on too, I'm also working with children and also doing email readings. So contact me through my website, and I think my email address is on there. It's psychicxjourneyman@live.com, where you can actually get a 5-card angel reading and an email for only $14.95. That's right, guys, $14.95. So check it out. 5-card reading. So contact me through psychicxjourneyman@live.com. And if you want to also contact me and get more information on a lot of things, then contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Also, with the situation, things are going on, we also like to sit down and work with children, too, who have gifts, and work with their parents. Because a lot of times with the situations, people just don't know what to do. Okay, but when we sit down, it's like working with the parents and work with the children to actually work with those two so they can actually enhance each other and help each other to move forward with the situations that are going on. Okay, because you know when you have your gifts, that you know, the earlier that you actually learn to develop those gifts, the more it enhances your life in a positive way. So keep that in mind too, parents. If you're not really knowing what to do with the child that you have and you know they're gifted and that kind of thing, be glad to sit down and work with them. Those sessions can also fall in the same sessions we had before, and it's only $77. $77 for a 90-minute session. And usually those situations are usually about three sessions, And actually, we do have blocks of time too. So if you want to throw it in there too, right now we have 45, we have 5 45-minute readings for only $100. We also have 3 90-minute sessions for only $150. Okay, so keep that in mind too as well. And if you have a situation of a special event coming up, like a birthday or something like that, we also have gift certificates for our readings too as well, where you can buy them in advance and give them to somebody else as a gift. So keep those in mind too. So we also have a person in the chat, once I'm going to answer the question for them. The situation, let's go check the studio first. As we see, we're looking at the situation and things are popping into place and that kind of stuff. So there you go, the information out there. I also have a girlfriend who actually, her name is April Angel Medium. You can go to her website because she does great spells, great clairvoyant readings. So go to her website at aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com or contact her through her phone number at 919-600-1904. She has some great specials and great rates too, so give her a call and let her help you find and attract that soulmate you've been looking for so long. So keep it up. Keep what you got to do. Okay, let's go back to the chat room. We actually have a person who's actually asking a question about a job situation. So we're going to sit here and say, what is your name? What is your name? And welcome to everyone in the chat room too as well. We got Tiriana, Energy Star 11. Amber. Okay, Amber, why don't you give us an ideal exactly? So you want to know what to do, what do the angels say about your hello? Amber A. Okay, Amber. You say you want to get some information about a job situation. Okay, what do you do for a living? What is your job right now? As we talk and speak, we're going to sit here and look at the situation, pull out the arc, and we're going to pull out the angel tarot cards. Yes, angel tarot cards. Push it to the side. And Tiriana, hi, how are you? I'm doing good. Trying to put some things in there, trying to get some people to call in. So if you want to call and get a reading as we're sitting here working with Amber, please do so at 646-721-9031. Well, the angels keep saying about your situation with real estate and that kind of stuff is the idea to keep going forward with the situation. Also, it's one of those things that you put in perspective, okay? It's the idea of focusing on what one wants, okay, guys? I want to sit there and make it very clear. To focus on what one wants, not to feed into the freaking world who says, da-da-da, oh, ah, the freaking world's coming to an end. Oh, the real estate's a crash. No, forget that stuff, okay, guys? Well, it seems like everybody's going to call me today while we're sitting here going on the whole thing, too. Yes, the real estate will definitely be very successful, okay? Think about what I'm talking about, you guys. We talk about the idea of manifestation. Manifestation. I want you to sit there and focus on that word, manifestation. That means to manifest exactly what you want in your life. And the idea of also, in the process of manifesting those things, to manifest the people, the situations, the success, the abundance, the money, everything, in the process of putting those things together. Because I was actually sitting here going over some stuff. The one thing I forgot. No, I didn't. Here we go. Trying to push some things to the side. When we're trying to get some insights to the situations, pointing out to people just exactly what you need to do. Like this situation here. I've read this many times on the air, but I think it needs to be done again. It's actually working with the romance angels, and it's actually a dear guardian angel prayer to actually for the guardian angels of your soulmate, okay? And it says, dear guardian angels of my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, for giving us the motivation to make healthful life changes, and for arranging for us to meet. Thank you for helping us recognize each other and have the courage to say hello so that we can eventually devolve into a truly intimate relationship. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you're a person who's really... And after, if you're a person that's kind of scared or fearful, say this one before you go to bed tonight. Archangel Michael, please enter my dreams and replace fear with faith and trust. Let me be filled with strength, courage, and confidence. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, the situation of our encounters throughout our day, it's really important to actually have healing and guide, you know, have all of our relationships on some kind of level of love and focus and understanding. And there's another one too, where we say, Dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for healing and guiding all my relationships upon the path of love. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And what's so really important about that whole thing is when you sit there and look at it, all relationships, depending on how we actually interact with each other, depends on how successful they're going to, how successful we're going to actually be in the idea of that encounter or that relationship. Okay, and when you sit there and look at the situation, to have all the relationships to be healed and guided is because most of the people we cross paths with have gone through some crazy situations that actually is what we see on the surface. And then we sit there and focus on these kind of prayers and stuff like that. Every time we come in contact with somebody, our actions, our love, what is within us, they will also see too, and it not only will have a successful communion, but also the situation, they will walk away as blessed as you are. And that's how it's all about. And like I said before about success, what I do with my success is the ideal. I am happy and grateful for the 20 private readings I did today on a random Keen, and I actually work on a random. It's a site called random.com and keen.com, where we do psychic readings and that kind of stuff. And they're great ways to actually contact me too, if you'd like to go through those kind of avenues, where you can actually see me. And I will say on a random, I actually do charge $3.99 a minute, to take that in consideration. But I guarantee they're fantastic readings, a lot of adrenaline, a lot of energy, and that kind of stuff that goes into the reading, because I throw myself into these things 100%. Also, I work on Keen too. And right now, Keen, you can actually either go with one of my listings at 99 cents a minute or $1.99 a minute. Or you can contact me in person. Okay? If you're in the Colorado Springs area, or Denver, Colorado Springs, old Colorado City, or Colorado Manitou Springs, and in those areas, or close, Fort Collins and the places like that, and then I'll be more than happy to sit down with you and actually do some readings too as well, face-to-face. I do them at my home in my front room. I have this unique coffee table. It's an oak coffee table where we actually do our 7, 5, and 3 cards angel spreads. So if you want to do that, just give me a call at 740-500-8863. I'd be glad to sit down with you guys and that kind of thing. But I'm just saying, with the idea of success, we're all asking the questions, but let's start looking at the solutions, okay? We have Tiana, after being laid off in 2010, I've been working very hard to get my own business going. The past 2 years has been disappointing. Do the angels have any guidance for me? Yes. The guidance is the idea to keep going. Because you've gotten to, see, it's the idea like this. Take it and picture the last 2 years as being written on a chalkboard. Take your eraser and get rid of it. Let go of it and remember one thing. Everything that happened 2 seconds ago, all the way in your past, no longer exists. No longer has any kind of, it has no bearings, has no, it's one of those things, it just has no bearing on anything. So it's the idea of let it go, and then look at yourself and say, yes, I can be fulfilled. I love myself. I appreciate myself. I feel connected to the powers of love in my life. I yearn for love with total self-appreciation. I let my desire activate every part of my being. I let my heart be touched. I let the magic flow. I awaken to the touch of love. My love attracts equal and balanced love. I am open, available, passionate, and full. I am receiving love. Love comes to me. I feel turned on. I can be touched. Every cell in my body eludes beauty and love. This love is mine creates miracles in my world. I feel the movement of love in all of my life. Yes, I can love and be loved. My heart is open. My heart is wise and mature. Joy and beauty fill my life. I feel my love attracting love. I attract love. I attract the love I desire. I rest in the arms of love. And dictate what you want to do, like with the real estate. I would sit there and say, I'm happy and grateful for the 20 clients that I work with today and the 20 houses I sold this week. Don't sit there and put yourself in a situation and realize that there is no impossibilities. You can focus on anything you want to do. You know, I was focusing on 20 private 60-minute readings a day, but that's 20 hours of readings. So it's the idea of also allowing yourself to look at these situations and follow the guidance of your angels to maintain balance in your life, and you'll see why things have a tendency to fall into place just like they're supposed to. I said, so what I do is I am happy and grateful for the 20 private readings I did today on Aranum and Keene and ZMC. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Or you can do like one, I have this other one with my website where I sit and focus and say, I'm happy and grateful for the 20 private readings I did through my website, psychicxjourneyman.com, earning over $1,000. And just let it go in there. Your special angel is the one that comes to me the quickest is Archangel Raphael, because of a, there's a lot of things with your situations that could actually be hindering your success that also need to be healed within yourself. So it's the idea of focusing and asking Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael to work with you so you can actually sit there and look at those situations for what they are. So we sit here and going to go over some things and go, whoa, okay. So with the situation, like I said before, with these things, affirmations and that kind of stuff, it's the idea of keep going even after, you're, even with the situation of focusing and focusing. Don't sit there and fall, like with the situation, you want to focus on success, Tiana. And I believe, so say, I believe in myself. My talents are in demand. I am recognized. I am lucky. I attract opportunities for abundance and success. Find the ones that work for you and just keep going with them. Let's go back here and go back to the studio and actually see if we got any callers in. I see we do have 631. Give us 2 minutes as we finish up on this little segment here with these affirmations. And I'm definitely going to answer your questions and focus on your situation, okay? It says, I am optimistic. I trust life. I feel great. I love my life. My life works. I am clear and elusive. I achieve my goals with ease. All that I seek is seeking me. I get the help I need. I am attractive, active, and in demand. I adjust effortlessly. I am confident. I accept challenges. Positive solutions abound. I am enthusiastic. I am lucky. I feel positive energy flowing through me. I am safe. I am free. I trust life to bring me the best. My hopes and dreams come true. I love my life. Now, the one I was really going to focus on the quickest was I thought was a very good affirmation too, because it's on career and business. It's like the idea of focusing on self-employment by saying, I am grateful to have the knowledge and resources to exert minimal effort for maximum returns. My business assumes mass proportions, and I enjoy making a difference in the lives of others. I am blessed to love what I do. I enjoy receiving incredible amounts of money, prosperity, acknowledgement, success, and fulfillment from my work as mind as a psychic medium, spiritual advisor, radio show host, metaphysical shop owner, relationship counselor, life coach. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. So focus on those things, and if you want to just focus on one or two affirmations that work for you, that's good too. And just the idea of maintaining that focus and try to do it at least 3 times a day and try to do it as much as you can, the idea where it resonates with you, where you actually can believe it beyond a shadow of a doubt, okay? Let's see. We're looking at some things here. I'm going to sit here and go over some things too. So let's sit there and go over this right now. Move some things around here so I can actually. Okay. I was looking at some things here. I mean, actually, I'm trying to keep track of time too. All right, I got it. All right, let's go to our calls and let's take area code 631. Hello, area code 631. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. My name's Rita, and what's yours?
Your name is Rita, and my name is Donnie.
Donnie, okay, yeah, it doesn't say your name on the page. Hi, Donnie. I just prefer speaking in voice better than doing the typing.
That's
I
good.
Feel.
I can't stand typing, to
yeah,
be honest
I
with
know.
you.
Yeah, and I just feel like I connect better with a voice.
Yes.
I've been studying. Well, actually, I had a bad divorce. I moved back to my mother's a few years ago, and there was some strange phenomenon going on in the house. I felt a lot of bad energy, pictures falling off the walls, and I actually had like a couple of attacks at night. I read up about them, and they scientifically explained them away, but it definitely didn't feel like that. So that's when I started surrounding myself with the archangels, and
right.
For protection. And it worked, and so I've been studying for about 3 years, and I actually feel like I'm on the precipice of this big breakthrough, and I'm easily able now to open up my green chakra and my indigo third eye one, and I feel like there's two wheels in my head, and the one in the bottom spins counterclockwise, and the one above it spins clockwise. And when I feel both of those acting at opposite times, that's when I feel like I just come completely open, and I'm starting to, you know, hear things, and I see things in my mind, and you know, words are put there that aren't mine, and I'm wondering. I'm wondering if there's any type of message, because I feel like some major breakthrough is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually with me. And I've been, you know, working on it for a very long time, but this is something where it's almost like there's a whole bunch of people waiting on the other side, and all I have to do is open the door.
Oh, okay. No, I have to agree with that, because it's almost like you get the impression they keep saying, we are communicating with you, it's, you know, like a unity. The ideal spiritual organization of opening up, and the idea of listening to these entities that are around you. Also, the same thing of talking about protection. I'm talking about protection a lot too, with the ideal of actually finding. If you haven't already done that, is like using the techniques of actually protecting yourself. Like when I just got a new apartment, I staged it. I asked Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael and the Archangels, the Ascended Masters, and everybody just to basically fill the space. So therefore, whatever happens in this home is all positive, and anybody who, any kind of entities or anything like that cannot enter.
Right, right. Well, I had to move back to my mother's, so I don't have my own space. I did do a cleansing of the room that I'm in, but there are other people living here, and I have downstairs in the basement, I have a brother who's a serious drug addict, and there's a lot of negative energy that enters through the house that way. Then I have an overzealous, extremely Catholic religious mother who's filled with much anger, and she... When she prays with her rosary beads, she sits in one room in the house, and she'll diligently pray, and it's almost like she prays her rage into the beads, hoping to release her rage, and I feel that the rage ends up in the room. Like, it doesn't actually disappear and you know, rise up. It actually stays in that room. Sometimes I feel really weird. So I know there's a lot of negative energy in the house that is not my space, that I can't really go in there and clear it. I've tried to do it a couple of times, but I feel that my room is pretty safe, and I'm down a hallway with my nephew, and we've actually cleared his room too. So anybody who comes into my room, any spirits that enter, they don't hurt me or anything. But I was told one of my friends, I have a lot of psychic friends, and somebody had said that I'm a wanderer in my sleep, like when I leave my body and go, they said I just go roaming around, and I'm not really like looking at the realms I'm in, and that sometimes like negative energies and stuff are attached to my light, and I'm concerned about them following me home, that's for sure. But I do feel pretty protected, and I do not go to sleep. without first meditating and surrounding myself by the four angels that I listed, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, and Michael. I always surround myself with them in the intention of love and light, and anybody who's invited to come in has to be of that God, love and light, with only positive intention and not negative. So would
right.
that be a proper way of, and I burn a white candle every night also.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sometimes I used to burn black and white candles.
Yeah?
Yes, because it's like the black candles can actually absorb the negativity. At the same time, the white candles put more positive energy in the room itself.
Right.
And black angels are drawn to
it. I actually don't have any black candles. I think they're really hard to come by. I don't
mm-hmm.
normally see them, you know. But yeah, and I have, my bed is right next to my window. I've actually had some, like, really scary experiences here the first couple of years. I felt my body get lifted up to the ceiling. I felt almost ripped off my bed. I felt my my throat being squeezed where my vocal cords were closed, and it was weird because I could breathe through my windpipe, but I couldn't, like, speak or scream. I couldn't
uh-huh.
get any words out, and then I had prayed to the angels, and so everything's been good so far, but I was wondering if I have any messages, because I have, for the last 3 days, it's almost like it's like a pounding on my brain, like they're saying, open up, open up. And I'm trying to open myself up as wide as I can, like they're going to remove a veil or something.
Uh-huh.
I actually open up. Yeah.
No, because I was sitting looking at the cards. The cards are talking about unity with Archangel Sandalphon, which is the ideal of Archangel Sandalphon used to be a human.
Mm-hmm.
And with the spiritual endeavors he went through, with the ideal being almost perfect, he was actually enabled to become an archangel.
And what's his name? Sandalphon?
Yeah, Sandalphon. That's actually spelled S-A-N...
Right.
D-A-L-P-H-O-N.
Sandalphon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he was a human.
Yes, he's also the deliverer of prayers and answers.
Okay.
And also, it's also the traditional... It's like it just focuses on... It says traditional viewpoints or methods. Spiritual organizations... which is the idea of open up. It also talks about seek out mentors and like-minded friends, which is the idea of focusing on what you... And actually, if you look at the situation indirectly, that's what you're doing. But also,
yeah.
then we have the Hermit's card, which this is Archangel Raziel, which is spelled R-A-Z-I-E-L. This is the idea, so it just keeps saying focusing, you know, keep spending time in quiet meditation, spiritual
yes.
teaching, also with, because in the process of what you learn and the ideal, also sharing that with people, that's teaching. But it also also points out things to you as you're going through these situations and teaching and expressing and sharing what you've learned. You also have a tendency to hear yourself in the process of even learning more to how to look at situations in a different perspective.
That statement that you just made is absolutely true. Nobody's ever pointed that out to me, but that is how it works. Yep. When I hear myself sharing it, I actually learn more. You're right.
Mm-hmm. So then we have the Two of Air, which just says being unable or unwilling to make a decision, which is the ideal in the process of Sam trying to open up completely. It's just the ideal with the meditation is to realize to let go of it. The more you let go, the more everything opens up. The more you sit here and try to figure out, you know, in the process of trying to figure out which way you should go, it's just the ideal to let go. Because it talks about focusing and letting those go in the process of not putting yourself in a stalemate situation. And, it's like looking at the situations around you. Sometimes it's the idea of trying to pretend that there's nothing, there's no problem, when it's actually just looking at the situations and being very straightforward and blunt with certain peoples and just tell them exactly what's up and who they are. Then we have the Wheel, which is basically the Wheel of Fortune. This is Archangel Michael. It's a time of positive changes. So the changes are continuing. A situation suddenly moves forward. So it's like you feel like nothing's going on. I'm trying, but it seems like things are happening at a very slow snail pace, but they're still happening.
Yeah.
It says fortune is on your side. So it's the ideal. Things are working and really working in your best interest.
Right.
Okay? And it does show with the two of Earth, it does show too much is going on at once. And so you got a bunch of stuff going on, and the need to make a decision on what you want to do. Because it's like when you go through, it's like you say you have these certain negative situations in your home. In the process of going around those things, what's really important is to make sure that you have protection around you. I have a tendency to surround myself with a pink bubble.
Yeah, I surround myself with it's like a white blue bubble. I surround myself with a white blue bubble. I think what you're talking about, where you keep repeating like the make up your mind, because
yes.
For the last 3 years, I have been praying to work with my hands. Like I always knew I wanted to be in service of others, but for some reason I wanted to be able to lay my hands on somebody and help them, and something changed a few days ago, and it's like all of a sudden I feel like I'm clairaudient and clairsentient. I'm like smelling, tasting, so I'm getting this message of a different type of healing. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Where I
yes.
would actually be able to talk to the other side. You know, help people go through the portal that are, you know, just out there in the dimensions, lost, you know, sudden death
mm-hmm.
type of things. That I'm getting this different type of message, and that's where the confusion is coming in, because I spent
mm-hmm.
3 years going in this one direction, and all of a sudden, I'm getting this mixed message now of it's a different way of healing. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I was wondering about the message. Like, did something change? Because my prayer was answered, it, but it's just a different way of healing. Do they plan on, like, lifting the veil off my eyes so I'll be able to, communicate with people about their loved ones or help maybe sick people who are afraid of death cross over? I'm getting a distinct feeling of that
uh-huh.
instead of the actual laying on and healing.
Yes, I do. Yes, I get the impression that they're definitely going to do that. It does show the idea of release harsh judgments, forgiveness, and compassion. It shows greater inner strength, which is spiritual. But yes, it does show the veil being lifted and things like that, and actually being able to help people cross over physically and spiritually.
Okay, so that's my answer. Okay. So you gave me clarity. Yeah, I had one thing in mind, and it seems like the spirits are like, well, you were on the right track, but this is what we have in mind for you instead.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you cleared that up for me. Donnie, I appreciate it very, very much. And I enjoy your show. This is there's hardly any angel shows on Blog Talk, and so I appreciate it. Are you on nightly?
We're on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays at 6 p.m. Mountain Time.
Same time every day?
Yes.
Tuesday to Sunday, 6 Mountain, which would be, would that be 7 Eastern? Or
that's
would
actually
that be
8 Eastern.
8 Eastern, right.
Uh-huh.
Right, I'm looking at the clock. Oh, my goodness. Okay, love and light to you, and thank you.
Okay.
And I'm going to investigate Sandalphon and Raziel and... See what I could. You gave me Sandalphon, Raziel, and Michael, correct?
Yeah, it's also the last one, the strength card. That's also Archangel Ariel.
Ariel, A-R-I-E-L?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So, see, I do. I knew I had more angels around me than I thought.
Yes.
Okay. Donnie, mm-hmm. you're a wonderful, wonderful human being. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I'll still be online here, but I'm going to hang up the phone, okay?
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Donnie.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, area code 310. I was also going to bring on, I think, 207. Is that DUD? Yeah.
Hello!
All right. And then we have... I was actually clicking on as she hung up and clicked on area code 310. How are you tonight, too? Okay. 310.
Does that answer the question?
Okay, who's talking now? Is this area code 310? Okay, Dee, how you doing?
I'm alive and kicking, and I didn't realize you were, I forgot about you and noticed you after I had had a fantastic reading from somebody.
Well, really? Who'd you get a fantastic reading from?
The Amazing Darby.
The Amazing Darby.
Darby in Florida.
So what is
I was
a Darby?
Impressed.
Is that a fantastic car or what?
Yeah, I don't know. No, the guy was great. He was a guest on somebody's show.
Uh-huh.
And whoever the guy was that was running the show beforehand, he was talking about having talked to the great Jethro earlier. And I kept my mouth shut. I said nothing.
Okay, so he was talking about he was talking about the great Jethro?
Yeah, the great Jethro Smith.
And that's the one who's connected to...
Psychic John Wild.
Gotcha. I was kind of curious because we have area code. Let's try to do this again. Maybe we should just sit there and kick on and say area code 310. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. 310. All right. I'm going to go zap in here in the chat room. I know them. Kelly C. Is that 310? Okay.
I don't think so.
That was
I think I know who Kelly C is. I think she's one of the block. I think she's from Psychics Gone Wild. I could be wrong.
Right. No, Kelly works with Jethro. Okay, who
she
is
does,
this?
And she's, yeah. She has her own show.
Right. I was looking at Mindy Ellen. I can't pronounce that. Eileen. Oh. Eileen. That's what it is. It's Eileen, isn't it? No, Kelly works with Jethro. She's right. Yes, yeah, it says 310. Are you there? I was actually trying to... 310. Maybe they think I'm thinking of something else. Tune, tune. It's like, talk to me. Here you go. Yeah, 310.
Oh.
Maybe 310. Maybe you're on mute by accident. That happens quite a bit.
Yeah, well, even if you mute yourself, you can... You know, I can mute you and still hear you if I mute myself on my end.
Well, I know, but some people sitting there talking to you, thinking that you can hear them, they don't realize they're on mute. On these newer phones, on mine,
right.
I've accidentally hit it a couple of times where I was like, okay, why don't people listen? I look down, it says mute. It says unmute. I'm like, oh shoot, that means I'm on mute.
Oh, that was a great poem.
Yeah. Also, I was going to sit there and go over some stuff with everybody. Want to check out some good meditational CDs, go to www.brainsync.com or hemisync.com. They both have great technologies, great vibrations. They work with the vibrations with the brain, certain tones and that kind of stuff. Have a tendency to act with the brain with the idea of enhancing it to also where it actually runs more efficiently. And it's actually been said that the brain is actually more efficient than a computer. It's just the idea of how to direct it, focus it, and work for you. Because a lot of people have a tendency to think that one thing is, I think it's our myths that work against us too, or it's the idea of people think that as we get older, our memory goes as well, and all kinds of things, not realizing what's really going is we're letting ourselves go. Like any kind of intentions of making sure that everything works, function well, because it was talking about the body, and body, spirit, and soul, you know? Or body, soul, what is it? Body, soul, body and soul. It's like, look at the situation, body and soul. It's also realizing that the brain and the body work together. So if one or the other is out of whack, then it creates an imbalance. So we start looking at the idea between the materialistic and the spiritual. We also have to have between the emotional and the physical too as well, where all these things have to be in sync, in balance, or else they just work against themselves. And the same thing with memory. Memory is not like a... Most people look at it as a glass you fill up, and once it's filled, there won't be nothing else, not realizing it's interlocking pathways that keep continually expanding. So as you keep focusing and working with it, it's also going to keep working with you too as well. And the idea of also focusing on certain techniques to actually tap into things, it's like taking, for example, it's like taking your memory and putting in the same context as your car keys, your house, your name, your address. These are the things we never forget. And to take everything else and put it in that category, so therefore you never forget anything. My daughter used to freak out because I would sit there and rattle. People ask me what my credit card number is, and I'd rattle off all the numbers. And she goes, how do you do that without getting it out your wallet? It's the ideal of intent. And it's also been proven, too, that most people say, I'm losing my memory, not realizing that sometimes you have to intentionally put, memorize things as you're walking down through there. Sometimes you just don't do that. Or sometimes you just don't understand how easy it is to tap into those things. Like I've learned with the psychic abilities and channeling and stuff, that there's actually ways of tapping into the other parts of the brain, as in memory, too, to access things like when I was a child and things like that. Also, past life regressions also are ways of to enable one to actually tap into the memory processes, too, to remember what you did when you were in the womb and things like that. And once you open up those pathways, you start remembering things that you haven't remembered in years. Some people might look at them as maybe useless information, but they are still there. It's like a computer. A computer has to be cleansed out because it actually keeps a record of everything that you click on. And your brain does the same thing. Only thing difference is it doesn't fill up like computers do. Computers have the limitations with their storage, but the brain doesn't. The brain has a way of actually opening up new pathways. So it's the idea. There's a book I had. Also, it was on BrainSync, I think. And the book is called Brain Power, Improve Your Mind as You Age. And this book also, he also had another book. This guy's name was Michael J. Gelbel, the author of How to Think Like the Nardio. I knew this word last week. Da Vinci. As in the Da Vinci Code, but it's talking about how this man had a memory, and it talks about a lot of these people in here in this book of how they just had a tendency to just carry on. What it was is they wasn't focusing on age or anything like that. They were focusing on their goals. As they focused on their goals, it was like looking back one day and going, I'm 72 years old. Whoa. Just keep going. And they just keep going with the situation. So it also talks about how to tap into naps. And naps have also been proven in the process of taking at least one nap a day of improving your perception and also the idea of tapping into your creativity. As in, like, Thomas Edison and all the greats used to take naps. And in the process of those naps, they would tap into things. And this is how Thomas Edison actually figured out how the light bulb would work. Tesla did the same thing with his inventions and stuff like that. And the same thing with the phone, Mr. Bell, with the phones and so on. And it was just kind of incredible with these situations, how it was they tapped into these things where they thought they were dreams and stuff like that. But it wasn't things they tapped into when they were sleeping at night. It was in the process of these little naps they would take. Some people call them power naps and stuff like that. But it's amazing how you trace back to a lot of people who are really successful and stuff like that. You'll find out that each day they take at least one, maybe 15, 20-minute nap. So if you're thinking that Grandpa's on the couch sleeping, I think he's actually thinking. So take that in consideration, too. Now, we actually have this caller in queue, which is still there. And I think I'll sit here and I'm going to refresh this real quick and see what happens. Because we got a different format here, too, as well. I just got the internet. And I have this high-speed thing going on. It's really good, too. Okay, let's try this one more time. Area code 310, you're on the air. How are you? Well, we have a person here who's really pushing the psychic thing and actually wanting us to tap into the thing to actually answer her own questions. How are you doing? I think she's doing good. Now, if we can just get her to actually speak and go over the situation, it'd be fantastic. I don't think we're going to go any further and just, start answering questions that she hasn't asked. But I've done that before, too, where people call up and go, hey, you know something? They go, I don't know why I'm calling. I said, yeah, you do. You're calling about this guy and you're doing da-da-da-da. They go, really? I said, yeah, that's what you should be doing. I was like, wow, it's crazy, isn't it? This is the easiest conversation you ever had of asking your questions. I actually picked up on the question and answer it at the same time. But I said, next time as we continue with this conversation, I told her, I said, I want you to be a part of this. So could you tell me what's up? At least give me your name as we're going through this whole thing so I know what's going on.
Kind of helps if they're an active participant in their own life.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was sitting there today was the big number I saw was 333. And 333 in the angel book, which is the ideal In the angel book, it talks about the ascended master surrounding you and helping you and directing you. Where it's the ideal of having, for example, having like archangels, one on each arm and one pushing. Let's go. And keep going forward and doing the whole thing. It's amazing how many people have a tendency to sit there and go, I'm tired of everybody pushing me. And then everybody else will say, well, we're tired of you standing still. So there's a difference. See how the difference is in perception? One person perceives he's being pushed when everybody else sees the person just standing there. So it's actually more of a perception of a person standing still, refusing to make any decisions. And as we sit here and talk about, it's kind of incredible that we hear about things on the radio, on Blog Talk Radio, about angels and stuff, but the idea of actually going into each individual angel and how they're going on, because we do a lot of that here. Now, the one book I was actually going over a lot of was with John Randolph Price, The Angels Within Us, where it talks about the inner plane of angels, the outer plane of angels, how they connect with the pathways, how why sometimes we have a hard time manifesting is because those pathways or the gateways are closed, so therefore the angels can only basically create from your subconscious mind, which is full of nothing but negativity, and that's all they can give you back in return. So basically it's like putting handcuffs on the angels and go, okay, I really want to make a great life for you, but your subconscious mind, you're still thinking you can't accomplish these things. So all I can really do is manifest for you more opportunities that will not pan out. So it's the idea of realizing how we can change those things by changing our mind. And I still get kind of whacked out when we sit there and look at that show we did. But I did a show 2 years ago in November called Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. And it was kind of amazing how just that one show has attracted more people. I remember when we actually broadcast that show, there was between 6 and 7 people listening. And now over 400 people have gone back in the archives to listen to that show. So that was what I was telling everybody. When you come on the show, and the idea of listening is very important. Listening, messages are coming across in any kind of way you can look at it. And it's also sitting down with people and say, let's put it in perspective. Let's stop asking advice about people who don't do this kind of work and how to do this kind of work. Because you're going to get a lot of things, like go to a businessman and say, well, how should I sit there and take my business and how can I expand? He's going to tell you all the logical stuff. What you need to do is you need to sit there and knock. Like I've been told to cut down the readings to 2 or 3 questions. All right? And it's like, and just structure it, have a beginning and an end and that kind of stuff. But, you know, the point is, once you start falling into those categories, then you're just like everybody else. And you don't want to be like everybody else. Because basically when you look at the situations, they're looking through a perception of what they think. When it could be the mirroring that's going on here is to help 2 people realize to step out of the box, to change things on both sides of the equation. Okay, I got great success. How about fantastic success? Take it to the next level. Is there a next level? I'm making millions now. Well, look at the situation of God and the angels. There is no limitation. So why are you putting limitations on yourself? So let's take that away. Let's do something different, okay? Okay. What we're going to do is look for a freaking pin. All right. Don't you love that when you have tons of pins in your house and you can't find any?
Common,
I thought that was...
Common. It's common. It happens all the time.
I hear that.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
No, I sit there and admit the whole thing about situations. Maybe we get more structure in our lives so we don't let our businesses control us. That is a true statement as anything else, too, but I'm just saying. All right, Dee, why don't you sit there and give out, I'm going to take a break here a second, and why don't you just give out the information to everybody out there how to contact you for your jewelry, your fantastic jewelry, and your...
Fantastic readings.
And fantastic readings. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. You can if you'd like a reading from me, contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. I do everything for donations. I take PayPal. I suggest a donation for an hour's worth of reading over the phone would be $60, but I'll work with different time. If you want to. 20-minute reading, 45, 75 minutes, whatever. I'm willing to work with you and work within your budget. For an email reading, I suggest a donation of $20. But as I said, work within your budget. Contact me, and I'll get back to you in 24 to 48 hours, and we'll Yeah, I'll see what we can do. I will make sure that you get as thorough a reading as possible. I don't limit, with email readings, I never limit my time. I don't limit the number of words like some people do. You'll get whatever I honestly get. I won't give you a bunch of BS. And if you're interested in my jewelry, for now you can contact me at the same email address. And I can send email you some pictures to give you some idea of what I do. If you're interested in some chakra jewelry, contact me and we'll work something out. I do. I use all kinds of different stones. I use freshwater pearls and I use moss agate, amethyst, rose quartz, you name it. And I use sterling silver and stone pendants in a lot of my jewelry. And I also, in my jewelry, I use good handmade Hill Tribe silver. It's handmade in Thailand, but the Hill Tribe's people are absolutely fabulous. And I take PayPal for that, and we can work out what you're interested in, how many strands and a necklace you'd like, how long you'd like it. I do earrings. I can do bracelets. And so if you'd like to contact me, I'd be happy to help you out and see what we can do for each other.
All right, no problem. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I was there looking at some stuff, too. Yeah, so we're going to go. I was going to sit there and put some stuff in the chat room quick, and then...
How's April?
What? Good question.
Oh, okay.
Just really tired of these things sometimes. I was supposed to have that thing copied in the freaking chat so I could just click it and put it in there, but it doesn't say anything.
Oh, that's not right.
No, not really.
No.
Anyway, if you want to contact me for private readings, please contact me at 740-500-8863. And we also have another number, too, that you can contact me at. It's 740-601-9835. Or... through Skype at donald.reed8, or go to my website. My website. And that is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Let's get this right? Journeyman.com. And we also said for email readings, contact me. Shoot. At PsychicXJourneyman. At live.com. All right, also the situation specials. We have specials this month. And the one main special is 75 minutes for $75. Like a test. All right, $75. So call us. We'd love to sit down and work with each and every one of you guys and see how it's going to work out. All right, 740-500-8863. Well, everybody's calling me at one time, man. Let's go back to the queue and go to our Eric. Go to our other. We have one caller in queue right now, so let's go to them right now. And that'll be.
Hi.
Area. Okay. That'll be area code 845. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. My name is Diana. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hi.
Diana.
Hmm.
I said that's good, Diana. And how are you really doing?
Well, I have like issues going on, financial issues and legal issues. I just feel like David against Goliath has to do with an ex-employer, and been having it a little rough since my husband passed away several years ago. So I'm kind of like, I feel like at a real crossroads in my life and don't know which direction to go in. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
So we have these finances and stuff going on. You said also relationships too, right?
Yeah, well, I'm wondering, you know, like, will I ever, you know, not that I kind of like put that on the back burner, but I have recently met someone that's a little interesting. Just, you know, I just want to feel whole again. I don't have a job, and financially it's been really rough, and, you know,
This is the thing we talked about before. I mean, I was sitting going over this before, where I hear people talk about, well, they want to feel whole, and they want certain things to be back to what he was, and want my life to be where I can feel centered and that kind of stuff. Not realizing all those things had to happen before the others
right.
fall into place, and it was
uh-huh.
like finding that wholeness, that completeness within yourself. Because well, actually, when you meet somebody else, you're not really completing each other. It's just a completion of that phase in your life of actually having somebody to share your life with. And it's the idea of understanding what that means, to share one's life with another person. Not because a lot of people get with somebody, then that person's no longer in their lives. The first thing they want to start thinking about is what they're missing. Not realizing you're not missing anything. It's just that you're not sharing your life with that person no longer. And I was sitting telling a friend of mine earlier today, too. I was like, going, you know something? This is whacked out with men right now. I've heard nothing but the last month, all I've heard is, my man won't commit. My man won't communicate. And you want to sit there and just one. Each situation is an individual situation. I understand that. But sometimes it's just one of those things of realizing how quickly we put ourselves in a position to be a therapist. Not
right.
realizing that is not our job to fix somebody. And it's like, look
no,
at the situation.
I'm healthy in that way. You know, I allow people to
mm-hmm.
be who they are. I just mean... I don't feel whole as a person right now. Like, I feel like I'm under attack somehow because everything that I've tried to, like, move forward and and such, that it just whole as a person, like a productive, working, you know,
mm-hmm.
serene kind of piece is what I'm missing right now in my life.
Whoa.
You know, I'm not looking for someone else to fill that void.
Because
uh-huh. I do think that, you know, you have kindred spirits that if you have to allow a person to be who they are, you know.
Yes, it's definitely time for a positive change, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, like, when is my, and I don't think there's anything as luck. I think it's just things happen for a reason. When, but it is a class, it is a statement, but, like, when is my luck going to change? I mean, it just seems like. Every aspect of my life, I feel like I'm bumping my head into a wall.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, it's like the idea of taking all those perceptions you just had and get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because those perceptions are actually the perceptions that you have in your mind are actually creating into physical entities. And so it's the idea of wiping those things clean so they go away. Because it's like, I was talking to a friend the other day, I was like, this is the truth, okay? When you look at your life today... Look at your life today. This is a life that was manufactured because of how you used to think yesterday. Okay?
Okay.
Until you change that thinking, you're going to keep creating those days over and over again. So if we want a different tomorrow, we got to look at the situation and go, okay, it's a time of positive change. Positive change just means to relinquish what you know.
Mm-hmm.
To let go of the whole thing. Like the idea of the word void. There is no void. It's an illusion.
Right.
There's no emptiness within you. That's an illusion. What's really going on here is the reason you feel like you're butting your head against the wall and having a tough time really getting to go anywhere is because your perception is worldly. It's the ideal the world says, and
mm-hmm.
you're getting really exhausted because you're trying to actually live up to what the world says you should be living up to. It's how you put that. It's like people who go through depression. what's our breakdown? What's actually happening in those situations is they're tired of living according to what the world says because those expectations are just not realistic.
Right.
Okay, they're basically based on materialistic crap. It's like, look at the situation. If I don't have a job, I'm not abundant or prosperous. Not realizing, more than likely, when you got that job, you had a better perception about yourself, and then everything fell into place. Relationships. People say they're not looking for relationships. The reason they actually find a significant other when they're not looking for a relationship is because they're busy working on themselves and focusing on their goals, wants, needs, and desires. And then they have the tendency in the process of focusing on one's needs and desires, we have this desire to be with somebody. You see how it works? It's not the idea of focusing on an individual or a situation. It's the idea of focusing on ourselves. Therefore, we know who we are. So therefore, all these other things, when they start coming to us, we recognize them a whole lot more. Because I was looking at your cards. It says a situation suddenly moves forward. So see, you feel like you're at a stagnation, but it seems like things are at a snail pace, creeping along.
No, I mean, it's like a bump in the road, I feel, you know. And like tomorrow's like 5:16, and what came to me was Mark 5:16, mm-hmm. Let your light shine. You know, that's in the Bible and stuff. And, you know, I try to pull myself up today because I got some disturbing information. I have to meet with my lawyer about it tomorrow. But and there was this little voice in me that said, don't lose faith, keep the faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I do try that. And it's just like staying on that course of that daily, you know, telling myself every day good mantras, you know, and just believing that things will improve. So I was just the doubting Thomas. But mm-hmm. I was wondering if you saw anything in my cards, you know.
Yeah, it says too much is going on at once. And it's like take the energy from your head and bring it back down to your heart. You're thinking about it way too much. It says consider a more playful approach. It's the idea of taking things too seriously too. I heard this lady say this one time. She said, I watched her too. She said, I'm really serious. You know, you have to be serious. And what she was actually saying was, look at me. And I was like, I'm not. And I just looked at her and said, you know, I don't really feel like looking at you. I think it's one of those things that if I can sit there and sit down and look at a situation and accomplish it in a very playful way, I still accomplished it. It doesn't matter how, you know, the manner. I think the more playful and the more we have fun with it in the situation anyway, the more we actually enjoy the journey as we go along. Because I was getting this thing, a message from your angels are sitting there going, you know something? When you get yourself in a situation and say, I'm going to try to do this, they said, don't do that. And at that moment, you get that realization, I should be doing something, get up and do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like follow through. It's like I was telling a friend of mine, seriously, listen to this, okay? This is a great story because I was sitting there. Of course, it has to do with me. But I was sitting there going, when we sit there and look at the situation, I try to tell everybody, I tell stories for one reason, because I'm not sitting here trying to give you guys theories. I'm actually telling you these things because I actually lived them. And I was living in Florida, and I was looking at a situation, and I was working at one of these job labor places where you go in and get paid by the day. And they were sending me to this it's like a place they tow trash. What do they call those places? It's like a dump, but they call it a landfill. So I was working at the landfill, and I was working with some crazy chemicals and started having swelling of my lip loads and all kinds of stuff, you know. So I was like, okay, it's time to go and move forward. I said, I want to go work somewhere healthy, God and angels. So therefore, lead me in that direction, right? Well, all of a sudden, I would go to the job labor place, and I wasn't being sent out anymore on jobs. I was actually working at the landfill. It was a permanent job for a very long time. And I was actually replaced by somebody who shouldn't even got the job in the first place because being such a drunk. But maybe he was manifesting a job too. I don't know. Anyway, it was the ideal. Everything was falling into place.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home, and I had this notion to read this spiritual book I had. And I opened up the book, and a business card fell at my lap. And it was actually this one place. What would you call it? They were a place that used to make displays for sunglasses. It was a display building company. And I had contacted them like 4 months prior, okay? But the second shift was canceled out, so I didn't get a chance to do that. But I kept the business card, and I used it as a bookmarker in one of my spiritual books. And I just kept. I came home, opened the book up, the freaking card fell out, and started going, you know, human resources. I think I should – and something just kept telling me to call the number. So
right.
I called the number and had a job in 20 minutes.
Oh, that's a good story.
I'm just saying, with the situations, it's the idea of giving people the perceptions of how quickly life can change. And I just got an email. I just got a message through Skype from one of my friends who I talked to last week. And she was telling me, she wrote back and she said, "You rock. I manifested and now we'll be moving into my new apartment soon." And my friend, she goes, "My son, who had a drug problem, now has went into treatment willingly." Which she didn't think she didn't think none of these things were going to happen. So we actually applied these techniques, and next thing you know, Jed's a millionaire, you know? Because seriously, think about, I'm just thinking about the Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, here's this guy out hunting. He shoots a squirrel. He misses a squirrel and sees this black stuff come out of the freaking ground. Next thing you know, he's a millionaire. Which happened in 5 minutes, you know?
So that's funny.
But I'm just saying, when we look at situations, it's our perception that keeps us back or propels us forward. So we have to learn how, if we sit there and we're putting out to the universe and say, okay, I don't want to date the same kind of people I've been dating. I want a really good relationship. I don't want to do the same kind of jobs I want to do. I want to go in the direction where it's going to be more fulfilling and perspective and actually be in my best interest and actually live the life I've always wanted to live. It's to realize that where you came from, where it's so familiar, you have to let all that go. And that's the biggest thing I keep hearing, because it says be unable. It's like you're being unable or unwilling to make a decision, a stalemate, pretending there's no problem. It's like look at the situation, go okay. But these things, like I tell everybody else, we're not asking you to give us any answers. We're giving you information that you can go back over with and think about. Okay. Now the first one with the first card was actually the ten. This is the Wheel of Fortune card, where it talks about the time for positive change is the idea of positive thinking, changing these things around. But then we put another card on top of that one, which was Archangel Gabriel. When you look at the idea of Archangel Gabriel, hello, dog. How are you?
Yeah. that's Molly.
right.
But see,
I have the Wheel of Fortune and the Two of Earth, where it talks about too much going on, and it talks about a time for positive change. Now we have the card, then we have number 12 card, which is Awakening with Archangel Gabriel, which is the angel of Gabriel is the angel of communication. It says, look at things from a different perspective. It's like a temporary standstill, but it's not a standstill. It's an illusion. And it's important to be yourself. So you have to look at the situation, what you're not doing. People don't understand the situation of feeding into fear. You're not being yourself. That's what we're talking about, the worldly effect. The worldly effect is like saying, okay, if you don't have a job, you're going to lose everything. Not realizing you're going to lose everything because you think you're going to lose everything. Has nothing to do with having a job or not having a job. It's the idea of opening up your perception and saying money comes to me easily and frequently, now and always, and always will. I get checks in the mail.
Wow.
Now and always. You know, and just start focusing on these things. And, you know, sometimes you'll be freaked out what you do. Because I remember I was working out at Gold's Gym. I had paid the first month. Okay. Which was a discount, I think it was like $9 or $10 or something, to join up for the first month. Well, then after that, I got the lowdown. It was going to cost me almost $60 a month. So what I did was I canceled it, right? And these guys, 2 weeks later, sent me a check for $52.68.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And then they come back and then they send me another thing saying they try to bill me for it. I'm like, you guys should do one thing is you guys should get organized over there because you're all acting like nuts. First you gave me money, now you say you want me to pay a bill that I've already canceled.
Wow.
I looked at the situation and said, you know, sometimes in situations, the best thing to do with those kind of things is the idea of just asking the angels and the archangels to sit there and look at these situations, bless them, so they're all resolved in a very positive way for the best interest of everybody concerned. And if you've ever seen the bank accounts for Gold's Gym, they won't be hurting. They won't be hurting for a very long time.
No, I don't think they'll be hurting.
No, but it says it's important to be yourself. That means the idea, if you catch yourself feeding the fear, then you're not being yourself. It's as simply what it is. It's not saying, okay, you're being a phony. In some sense of the word, we have to sit there and look at these things in a really strong perspective to realize that we are being phony if we're not being ourselves. It's hard to look at. But then I get with the three. When I get the three of water, it's the answer to your question where it says a celebration. It's like, the need to have more fun. It's the idea, like I sat there one day and I was in a situation where I needed to pay on, I was actually staying at a hotel when I first got here, and I needed money to pay on that hotel. And then on the day it was due, the money was coming in later, but not on that day.
Wow, yeah,
just like,
that's kind of like I'm behind the eight ball a lot. You know, I have to cancel cable, and that's fine. I have a radio I can listen to. Certainly good shows like yours. You know, and I'm not materialistic. I mean, I thank God for the grace of God. You know, I could.
That's true too. But listen, one thing too, sweetie. You got to understand one thing. You're a spiritual being, but you're also a physical being. So the idea of materialistic needs is okay. It's just the idea not to do it extremely. Because I'll put it in perspective to you like this. I've told a lot of people like that. I want you to think about this, okay? King Solomon was the richest man in the world, but he was also blessed by God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people, when you listen to Christians, oh, really? It must be a misprint. Because you're supposed to sit and wallow. You're supposed to settle. You're supposed to be miserable. And they kind of push this a lot, too, you know? And I'm sitting there going, and when you won't listen to them and be in those situations, they get angry because the reason they get angry is because you're reflecting how really God wants your life to be. Because I read the Bible too, and it said to be abundant and prosperous.
Right.
I've never said anything in the Bible where it says settle and be poor. No, I don't. It says in the process of life, be humble. But you can still, like King Solomon, freaking multi-millionaire. He was humble. He was a very spiritual man. And some people just can't put spiritual and money together, not realizing that money is a spiritual concept because it's an example of giving and receiving.
Correct.
It's our exchange.
That's how we all function on this earth, you know. And, you know.
That's true too, sweetie. But I want you to change your perception, and that's what I'm saying right here, like this here. I got some affirmations for. I love this thing, man. People gonna look at me and say, "Hey, you know something? Affirmation." We had a guy with a lawyer came on the show, but by the time we got done with the reading, he was convinced that the ideal in the real world, you have to have a job. I'm sitting there going, "No, in the real world, you never got that job until you thought about it. It was always a thought that materialized into a physical, materialistic thing."
Right, like Tommy was saying, I can get that job, you know.
That's true, because you are the vehicle that brings these things into reality.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, this is one thing, too. You can't leave God. You cannot leave God out of it because you are a co-creator. You're working together. It says in the Bible, too. It says in the Bible over and over again, you have not because you ask not.
This is true, and God's in the driver's seat, and I do have a lot of faith, and I do speak to God every day. Every day, and I ask my angels for guidance and my deceased husband for guidance and stuff. And
well, we put it like this. We say it like this. Okay, you're in the driver's seat, and God's that light you keep following.
Oh, okay.
As you head down the road, you're sitting there going, see, it's amazing how we all have this faith in the road, right? And how come we can't have faith in God like that? Because as you're driving down the road, realistically, you can only see 200 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to see the whole stretch, but we get in that car, we get behind the wheel. How come we can't do the same thing with our lives and our careers and that kind of stuff? Just go, okay, just keep driving down that road, and sure, you're going to go, like with our country, you get to a certain part where you hit desert. But see, on the other side of that desert, there's cities, there's stuff. It's just that you got to go through. And sometimes you have a little bit of doubt when you go through these situations if you're going to get to the other side. But that's when we sit in
first. That's my problem. That's my problem. I think I go along really well, and then when I hit the bump, it just becomes overwhelming for me, and I lose the faith, and I gotta.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm just saying, with the situation, these affirmations, these are successful. This is success affirmations where it says that it's like a lot of people have a tough time doing this too. I believe in myself because they think it's self-centeredness, not realizing believing in oneself is the ideal how things move forward. This one here says, my talents are in demand. I am recognized and I'm lucky. I attract opportunities for abundance and success today and every day, always and forever. I get all the help I need. I stay calm, centered, and focused. If you sit and listen to all the people, they're sitting going, nobody will help me. And you know, sometimes in the situations, it's just you need to listen to yourself. Nobody will help me. You're right, not even you.
Mm-hmm.
So focus is okay. I'm saying in general. That's why when people are saying things, it's like when you see two people who hate each other,
mm-hmm.
they don't hate each other. They hate themselves, and they both reflect that to each other. That's why they get so angry with each other. They want to lash out because they don't want to sit there and see it. They don't want to see reality, and they don't want to be themselves. They think they have to be something. They think they have to be something in order to get anything.
Just be myself. Yeah.
Right. It says, it's like these affirmations says that I attract opportunities for abundance and success. Even if you just use that one affirmation, keep going over and over and over, you know? It says, mm-hmm. Say calm, centered, and focus. I trust my intuition to show me the way. See, that's the biggest thing is a connection. It's like we pray to God, but we don't listen with our intuition. So it's because it's been said that prayer is like a phone call to God, and God answers you through your intuition, which is like a two-way line. But if you're sitting,
you don't always get the answer that you want.
Also, the situation is these people who keep saying, I'm a giver. Great. In the process of your giving, when was the last time you opened yourself to receiving? Because if you're praying to God and you want an answer, you have to be open to receive. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When people are sitting there going, receiving's bad, and they miss so much because, think about this, if we had a world where everybody was just giving,
mm-hmm.
nothing would ever happen. There has to be that point of receiving. Receiving is as important as giving. If one is off balance, your opportunities and your prosperity stops.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
recently I met an really interesting fellow, and for the first time I really felt like I was receiving. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that I was really receiving the gift of who he was. And that felt really nice, you know.
Uh-huh. So
I'm
when you start
concerned. I'm just concerned, you know, mm-hmm. financially, how long it's going to be before I am able to get out of this rut.
Yeah, but see, the point is you got to quit focus on the rut.
Mm-hmm.
Because your final card was the Ace of Earth, and this is the Ace of Pentacles, money. And it says an inflow of abundance, a promising business adventure, important documents and contracts. So it's the idea of opportunities are going to be coming to you. But you also get them on the line of actually working for yourself, focusing on the self-employment, things like that, and the kind of things are flowing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of opportunities out there. People think they're too good to be true. But see, in the real world, realistically, a lot of people, like we have people who are millionaires and billionaires, and see, they are the people who actually took advantage of those ventures and stuff, and look where they're at. It's the ideal, taking an ideal from your head and turning into a physical thing. And if you listen to, seriously, and this is a funny thing too, people don't realize that millionaires and all these people, they would tell you anything you want to know. It's just that everybody's scared to death to say anything. They don't realize, these people just want to sit there and they want to brag. So I say take advantage of their bragging, the idea of getting the information you need to understand what it's all about to be successful. But the first thing about success is the ideal. You know, people talk about working on myself, and they work on characteristics and things they want to change within their lives, but they don't realize that it's very important to also do a subconscious cleansing too as well, that there might be a little thought in there that's keeping you saying, okay, I want to be successful, but there's a little thought in your head that says when you were 8 years old, you would never amount enough, and it sticks with you, that actually works against that thought that you keep saying, I want to be successful.
Correct.
You know, the ego kicks in and says, you know something, you don't want to be successful because you know you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and then if you do, what are you going to do with all the money? And then that's the ego talking you right out of it. So
yeah.
It's the idea of focusing on the situation and having goals and an outline. Because I tell people all the time, I sit down, take a nice quiet time, meditate, the situation, asking your angels, okay, a business venture. Yes, I would love to start a business. Can you direct me, focus me, and put me in the right direction where I can actually have this? Now, there was actually a book called Healing with the Angels by Doreen Virtue, okay? And there's one section here. It's about finding.
What's the name of the book? I'm going to write it down. I'll go and check it out.
All right. What you need to do is go and check it out, okay? I suggest go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. There's a couple links on there where it can actually take you right to Amazon.com.
Great.
But the book is called Healing with the Angels. How the Angels Can Assist You in Every Area of Your Life. It's by a lady named Doreen Virtue. Now, there's a section on life purpose and your career path, okay? Here's a prayer for you. I think this would be a good one. It says, Dearest God, I know that you are the source of all my good and that you provide for me in all ways. Please help me release the fears that block me from receiving your gifts. Please help me feel the emotions of peace, gratitude, and financial security, and to know that I am your child upon whom you bestow great blessings. I now stay open to divine guidance, which perfectly leads me to situations, people, opportunities that are part of your plan for my financial peace. I see and feel myself and everyone else as completely financially secure, and my heart overflows with gratitude and joy at the abundant universe that you created. Thank you and amen. Now, what's so important to focus on this last statement, I see and feel myself and everyone else as completely financially secure? Because in the process of focusing on self-employment, you want everybody to be successful too as well, because they will have the means, the finances to actually take advantage of your business service and opportunities. So therefore, we're all working together for one goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so therefore, it's the idea, my heart is overflowing with gratitude and joy at the abundant universe that you created. So when we start talking about the things like the economy sucks. But see, the economy is actually mass consciousness and the way they think. And it's like changing, and you could be the key or maybe the dividing factor that starts pushing more people to the other side of the equation of looking at the universe as what it is, abundant, prosperous, successful. So therefore, counteracts the other people who are saying the opposite. There was another one in here that might be good for you too, because I think it's in the process of finding a business, it usually has to do with finding your life purpose. And there's actually a prayer for finding your life purpose. And it says, to everyone who watches over me, I seem to have forgotten my divine life purpose, and I ask your help so that I may remember the reason I chose to come here at this time. I am willing to release all fears that keep me from remembering my life's purpose, including the fear of success and failure. I know that I am qualified to fulfill my mission and ask for your continued guidance in helping me to know which path makes my heart sing. Please help me to know the difference between joy and fear, so that I may immerse myself in a meaningful action, in meaningful actions that serve others and bring me joy. Thank you so much. Amen. But there's like a couple in here.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and also with the situation you're going through, there's a prayer in here for healing stress, which is actually working with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. So, but the book covers a lot of things. But it says, Dear God. Dear God, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Michael, it seems that stress is taking a toll on me and I need your help. Please release me from the pressures that I have imposed upon myself. Raphael, I ask that you cover me with your healing energy so that my body will shed the effects of stress. Michael, I ask that you cut away the effects of negative and fearful thoughts, including cords that are draining me. I am willing to release any habits of self-punishment, time urgency, or other belief systems that create stressful situations. I know that I have sufficient time and energy and truth, and I ask that you help me experience this sufficiency right now. Thank you and amen. So you see how these things are, if you sit there and notice the focus point is the idea of releasing our fears, so therefore these things can actually just become a part of our lives, because it's like they're knocking at the threshold of our subconscious mind just wanting to come in.
That's beautiful. Okay. That is you. Wow. I got a lot of work to do.
Yes. But, you know, look, but like I said before, there's a part here that says, do it in a playful way.
Mm-hmm.
Focus with the angels. Have fun with them. I mean, when that card fell in my lap, it was, you know, it was like you walk in and you make a phone call, and next thing you got a job in 20 minutes, and you're working that night. It's kind of incredible. You just kind of like want to jump on your freaking heels and just have a good time, to the point where you start doing the same thing. I mean, that day I was looking forward to pay my freaking pay the rent of my room.
Right.
The guidance I got that day was to go out and live my life. So I went out and said, you know, so I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to have some fun today.
Uh-huh.
In the process of going out and just going to the gym and having fun, actually some ideas came to me to contact a certain person and situations. In less than 2 hours, I made over $200.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Just the idea of going, yeah, changed perceptions and just went out there and said, you know, so I'm tired of worrying. It's going to live our lives. Something's going to happen, because it always does. And it's the idea of letting down that resistance and watching that waterfall of abundance pop in your lap. It's going to be great.
Wow. That is awesome. That is really awesome. I was just wondering about this thing you were saying with, you know, two people together. I'm fearful of telling this new fellow that, you know, what my real situation is, you know. I'm just, I almost felt like I didn't have something to contribute to a relationship. Who would want to date a woman that, and there goes to the earth-based materialistic thinking, you know, and putting that fear.
Well, I have an answer. It's called your soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, well, so.
I would
sit there
and focus. Right now, the thing I get the most is the idea of focus on yourself. Focus on the situations. Focus on producing these opportunities. And then with the other situation, because I feel like once all those things start falling into place, the other part is going to be easy too. But there's nothing really to do.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I kind of feel like, you know. But what does it say anything about my romance life or anything?
What's that?
You know, my soulmate, will I be meeting him soon or?
I keep getting after June.
After June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
It's like this. It's the way it came to me was after June on a day after noon. The idea is just go with, it's like almost like saying, okay, just go with the flow because we're not into June. So for you, there's nothing to do.
No, there's
nothing. I say mid-July.
You know, it's weird because I'm thinking about if this works out with this fellow that I really would like to, I could see us going together to this family function that's occurring in July. And he's holistic and spiritual, and he talks very openly about organic food, and he just is very easy to talk to.
All right, become friends.
Yeah.
I'm
we
just saying,
are.
Become very, I mean, just, and I just feel like in the process of focusing on a really deep, deep, deep friendship, next thing you're going to find yourself in a relationship. So just let that go and just focus on what you got to do. Because I tell you every time, I said the key word to manifestation is to let go and detach.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you for telling him right. I was like, well, thank you. I'm right. Okay, cool.
No, I think you're very right with that because that was the feeling that I was getting.
Uh-huh.
And I just was so afraid. I don't think my heart was open.
Uh-huh.
And I said, this can't really, he's very nerdy like me in a way. And
there
said,
you go.
He talks every day, which is, in my dating world, I've had players and just puts. That they text, there's no social skills, no one picks up a phone or tries to get to know each other. There's a total disconnect. But with this fellow, he's like right out there. And
right.
He's a complete gentleman, and it's not a sexual thing, and he's not looking to, it doesn't seem like he really wants to rush into it. It's just, seems like a gentle soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I just get here, and then my fear comes in. Am I going to screw something up?
Right.
You know, so I guess I'll just wait and see how it goes.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, you know, it's not the ideal wait and see how it goes. It's the ideal to go, because it's like the ideal. People keep talking about one thing. I keep hearing this over and over again. I'm working on moving on, realizing the illusion is life doesn't stop. It continues to keep going forward. It's just your perception.
Absolutely.
It's your perception that you need to open up and look at the situation and go, okay, my perception needs to catch up to where I'm at.
Right.
And look at the situation for what it is, because everything that crosses your path unfolds for a reason. If it's not just to learn something.
I think we all learn from each other, but I think it's because I never really got into any kind of, like, serious heart-to-heart thing since my husband Bob died, you know? And in this situation, I just felt different, and it kind of scared me a little. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go. Let go and let God, as they say, right?
Yeah. You just go with the whole thing anyway, and just like, just sit there and just have a good time.
Yep.
Because it's like when you know, sometimes we just gotta stop thinking, and just start flowing with it. Because relationships, realistically, that's how they go. I mean. In the process, if you look at the idea of the Bible in Genesis, I mean, Adam was lonely. Next thing you know, he had a woman. Next thing you know, he had a significant other. So it's like one of those things of how those things fall into place, as simply as just asking and then just sit back and watch what happens. But at the same time, we have to realize we're also here. So if we're not with somebody, we still got things
to do
in the process of living our lives. I mean, live our lives now.
Of course.
Don't stop. I mean, try to follow. I mean, like when the process, people say, I don't have a job. How can I do anything?
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of things to do. You can go to the park. There's no omission.
Oh, yeah, and I do that. I'll go to thrift stores and stuff. And, you know, there's two organizations in my neighborhood that are quite helpful. You know, I'm resourceful in that way. It's just mm-hmm. that it's not me, but I'm afraid of what someone else might say. Oh, she may be looking for a meal ticket, you know, or, I don't know. I guess it's embarrassment.
Well, I'm just saying, with the situation, forget all those things and just go out there and say, you know, people make decisions all the time. And one thing we got to sit here and look at the situation like this is that everybody's an adult that we deal with. So therefore, they're making decisions. So if they want to do a decision to do anything, whatever they're going to do, okay, is that in the process of making those decisions, we got to make our own decisions and we just got to keep moving on. So if a person decides they want to help you, let them help you. Because the one thing I was sitting and looking at the situation of cards is one that was sent saying, people and friends around you, open up your heart to these situations and they can help you. Don't feel, you know, because that's what I was sitting and looking at the situation. Why is pride like one of the big sins? It's because in the midst of pride, we have a tendency to build up walls to keep us away from solutions. You know, pride makes us think that.
That's a good one. I have to remember that.
Because seriously, man, if someone walks up to you tomorrow and hands you a check for $10,000, you manifested that somehow.
I would be jumping for joy.
But it's happened. That's what I'm saying. But it's happened. When people say, okay, universe, I want to start my own business, and I'm ready and open for any kind of whatever, you know, how that avenue is going to open up. I mean, seriously, I saw this thing. It was based on a true story. This guy was somebody who wanted to start a business, kind of telling his friends and everything. And one day he was out there, and he had a fruit stand. And he was out on the road working, and this freaking limo pulled up. And this guy gave him a check for $1 million.
Oh, my gosh.
And basically said, if you want to pay me back and pay back the world, take this money and be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And start that business you've always wanted to start. Okay.
I definitely will. And I'll probably talk to you in a few months and say, this is what I'm doing now. I guess I need to get out of my own way.
Yeah, that's it. Just go. Just keep doing it. You know, the whole thing, I've noticed one thing too. The more you let down your resistance and stop worrying about everything, that's when things start falling into place again.
Mhm. Well, thank you for the gift of you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was such a big help. And thank you for the gift of giving to me. I really appreciated it.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, do you have anything that you want to add to this and give her any kind of advice too?
I think you really summed everything up. I was thinking that mid-July, you know, you talked about the relationship.
Yeah.
And I think that she's going on the right path if she's going to be friends with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Working her way up to it, because he sounds like he's, like, you know, like he's perfect for her, you know, because nobody's ever perfect. But I think that the way she describes him, all you have to do is be open and realize that it's okay to let somebody in. If you know, I know you said that you felt uncomfortable about maybe telling him things about yourself. I think you're going to find that he's very understanding, very empathetic, a very compassionate person. And what the rest of the world thinks, I'm going to be very blunt about it, screw them. You know, if they don't like, you know, it's their problem and not yours, because you're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
You're a very good person. You have a good heart. You have good, you know, your intentions in life are good.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing, you know, you're really working, you're moving forward, and you're doing the best you have with what you have to work with, and you realize that life isn't always about, you know, having all the material things or having tons of money to be able to have a life. Because you said you go to the park, you do things that don't cost money, because there are plenty of things that don't cost money.
Right.
Go on a picnic. All kinds of wonderful things you can do, and you are on the right path. And I think that, you know, you're the right guy. He's good for you. You're good for him. And just relax and enjoy it.
Yeah, I think I will. I think I will.
That's the best thing you can do is just relax, enjoy it, because you're going to find that the more you let go and the more you focus on the positive, the better it's going to be for you. You're going to find life is suddenly starting to really, you know, life is going to look a lot, you know, a lot brighter. The sun shines brighter. The flowers are, you know, really more vibrant. The colors around you, you know what I mean? Life just looks more alive. And you're going to feel so much happier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just enjoy it.
Different with him, and I don't know. I when I met him, I saw like a really good aura about him, and
yeah.
I've experienced some you know, psychic stuff myself. But I just said I'm going to do everything opposite of what I've been doing with dating other fools, and I said I'm not going to go on an app, and I'm just going to let him or let nature take its course and let him chase. Not chase me, but let him initiate the phone call. And he made a comment to me, and I thought it was wonderful that he does not want to discuss anything serious by text, and he's really not into texting. He finds it so impersonable. And it was like he read my mind. He read my mind, because that's all these guys ever do is text. And it prevents two people from becoming intimate, you know, really getting to know each other. And this fellow is just like, you know, I don't like texting. I want to talk. I'm upset that I can't get to see you as much. But I will, and, you know, we will. And you know, I just think that we're just going to create a friendship. And I really do think that it's going to lead into something.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Just hopefully that everything else in my life will fall into place. I just have to do the daily mantras and really allow others to give to me, and I will.
Mm-hmm.
I will take prayer to the world, you know, and my guardian angels, and I know I have a big angel. My late husband's up there, so
mm-hmm.
you know, I had someone that told me last week that he's actually working against me, and that really disturbed me. I was like, what? Why would my late husband be working against me? I'm like, I don't get that.
That's the biggest bunch. Pardon me. I'm going to be blunt again. That's the biggest bunch of bullshit. He's watching over you.
Mm-hmm.
He's not working against you.
I know. And they were like, well, he's actually jealous of seeing things that you're doing. And I'm like, what?
Oh,
they wanted
please.
To do it. I said, no. I said, further from the truth, he was very powerful. Strong force in my life. I loved my husband dearly, but thick-headed he was. I can't see him. I could see him running around saying, no, help her with this, help her with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we do anything to the contrary. So, you know.
He's not out there trying to sabotage your life.
No, I don't think
on
he
the
is.
Other side. That's just bullshit. Pardon me.
Mm-hmm. I don't think,
I just,
I don't,
you know.
Go ahead.
No, he loved you.
Mm-hmm.
He watches over you. He's not out there trying to do you in.
Nah. I didn't believe that when I heard it either. I said, no. Because the furthest from the truth, somebody else is being picked up, but this is not...
whoever told you that's full of it.
Yeah. We're human beings. We're not infallible, you know?
Right.
But,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, I hope that by July things will pick up, and I'm so thankful to have called in and got blessed by both of you. And me and you.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
You're welcome.
Is there
just
anything
keep,
else?
Just keep going on the path you're going. You're doing fine.
Okay.
Have faith in yourself.
Yeah.
Get out of the depression and have faith in myself.
I understand all about depression. I suffer from low-grade reactional depression myself. You're doing fine.
Okay. I thank you so much, and I hope the rest of your evening is blessed.
Thank you.
Thank you, and blessings
so
to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. All right. On that note, I'm going to sit here and tell everybody, hey, it's been a great night. If you're listening to the archives and you're listening to this right now, just give us a call. Give me a call at 740-500-8863 or call me at 740-601-9835, which is my Skype number. Or call me through my Skype name through Skype at donald.reed8 in small letters, or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We're having a special this month, May, $75 for 75 minutes. So check us out. Give us a call. We'll give you the details and all the other specials we're having, too. So give us a call. Thank you. And do you give me your information real quick, too, as well.
Okay. You can email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Phone me at 207-374-5072. I'll do an email reading, or I can do phone readings. We'll discuss, you know, I take PayPal donations. I suggest for 60 minutes. A $60 donation for an email reading. I suggest a $20 donation, but just contact me and we'll, you know, if you feel that's too much for you, and we'll connect, and I'll work within your budget, 24 to 48 hours. I'll get back to you. And if you're interested in jewelry, contact me at Spirit Wind the Messenger. Again, the same email address for now, and I will send you some pictures to show you what I do. I take PayPal for that. I make necklaces, bracelets, earrings. We'll discuss prices if you're into, if you're into chakra jewelry, I can do that too. Like I said before, I work with stone beads, Good Hill Tribe silver, and if you want some healing energy, contact me. I also do that.
All right, great, cool.
Yeah.
And also, if you want to contact April, Angel Medium, who also is on the show from time to time, she does great clairvoyant readings, and also she does spells, great, fantastic soul, attracting soulmate spells and love spells. Give her a call at 919-601-1904 or contact her through our website at aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. And on that note, it's time to go take a nap. But it's like one of those things. Thanks for everybody for being here. Thanks for the callers. Also, our sponsor, Richard Palenga, has a website out there called divinebodywash.com. Divinebodywash.com. They're great products. They're spiritual. They're natural. And check them out. And he's also saying for the people who donate, for the listeners out there, if you donate $25, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he will also give you a bottle of body mist. And we also want to sit here and say to everybody out there about donations, you can donate anything you want. You can donate a dollar. We appreciate all those donations. And please donate to the show and help us keep the format going and help us keep going. And actually, I want to keep the format going up so we can actually open up more, maybe actually do maybe a couple 3-hour shows during the weekend so more people can get on and get readings and that kind of stuff, because we like taking our time, we like working, and it's one of those situations, quality readings, not quantities. So therefore, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. And we'll see you to Thursday night at 6 p.m. We've changed the time. It's now 6 p.m. Mountain Time, which will be 8 p.m. on the Eastern Time, which makes it a whole lot easier for a lot of people to get in and get on the air and not be so late. And then later in the month, we're actually going to start doing the Midnight Roundtable again on, I think, Saturday and Sunday nights at midnight. So check in with us, and we'll have those shows out there for you too. So thank you, and all have a good night, and we're out of here. And Dee, thanks for being here. It was appreciation.
Sure.
And you have a great night, and we'll see you Thursday.
You too.
All right.
Have a good nap, Dagwood.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.